example, Frankel, when he was in the death camp, he found a way to be happy despite being in that circumstance. He would spend time imagining his wife and had an imaginary life with her. He tried to stay in touch with his values of caring about other people. He was actually sort of a therapist in the camp with other prisoners. And so knowing that somehow you can rise above these situations gives you this tremendous power, like Genevieve found in the hospital bed, for the rest of your life. If you know you can be happy just in your mind, and if you can teach your clients that they can be happy just inside their mind, and they don't need all of these external things in their life, they think they need to be happy, it gives them a huge source of power. Suicidal clients who have nothing, they come in. I remember when I was first doing therapy, I had suicidal clients come in, their life was so miserable, and they had so little going for them, that I would get depressed. You know, and I think, what's this person going to do? You know, how can I help them? You know, but now I know I can help them, because I know that this is a true fact, that anybody, if they get in the right frame of mind and find these other qualities in life, can be happy and rise above any kind of circumstance. I've seen people do it. I know it can happen. And once you know that, you can give them that much more as a therapist. Okay. The last thing I want to focus on here is repression of doubt. As I said before, when you've got an ultimate concern that doesn't work very well, or one where you have doubt, we all have doubts about our ultimate concerns and about our beliefs. We always have doubts. We never know for sure. And if you just try to repress that, the good old Freudian stuff really is true here, and Tillich pointed this out too. If you try to repress it, it's going to cause you psychological problems. Anxiety, you're going to feel very sensitive to criticism in that area, and you may also lead to, since people are very threatening, who have opposite views, who are disbelievers and don't go along your way, you're very likely to be aggressive towards them, to have a sort of us versus them mentality that happened in cults. So you see this kind of thing happening in cults a lot. It can cause fanatical beliefs, sort of a paranoia about other people who don't believe the same way you do. And if you've been through some sort of a religious experience where it was a very much us versus them type of thing, then you know what I'm talking about, or if you've seen clients who have this. And this, again, goes back to the distortion of your ultimate concern. You're instead of accepting the doubt, dealing with it openly, and being willing to change, then that will lead to this kind of repression and problems.